Flock of Birds, the first one I made evolved from working with wire or stainless steel rod that I bent into sine waves and articulating little pieces of wire. And I decided one day to try that out with a flat sheet and making it turn like this. And then I did something and I flipped it and I creased it and then I flipped it and creased it. And all of a sudden I have this spiral form. Just sort of like all of a sudden there it is. And I said, oh, that's really neat. I can make this aerodynamic form, you know, right in my studio. And then I had been dealing with flocks and swarms. When I was working at LEGO, we were a liaison between the media lab at MIT and LEGO. And at that time, there was a lot of talk about swarms and flocks. I think that was entering into my consciousness. So I put together, you know, I had to make the whole thing. You don't know what it is until you finish the whole thing, the last piece. And in that moment when it was done and I brought it outside, I said, aha, you know, that's like, wow, that's really awesome. And that was my first one, which I put into one of my first shows at Pingree School and had it up. And during the opening, there was quite a bit of wind and I was looking at the flock of birds and all of a sudden one of the birds just shot off the thing. It wasn't constructed the way I construct it now. It just had loose bearing. That was kind of funny to have one bird take off. It looks like a flock of birds, could be a school of fish, just a lot of activity. It has secondary and tertiary movements going on. Not only do they turn, but they are relating to each other as they turn, but then the whole piece turns and you get these other kinds of perceived motions going through it.